Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The Supreme Court declines to take up the case of Elaine Photography, the photographer in New Mexico. We're going to be talking about the implications on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me to talk about this case is Matt Barber. And Matt, this case was one of the first ones that got national notoriety. There's been other similar cases like this. This involved a photographer who is a Christian who photographs all kinds of things, including weddings, and when she refused to photograph a same-sex wedding or commitment ceremony, a complaint was lodged against her because New Mexico has a sexual orientation non-discrimination law, and the New Mexico Supreme Court ultimately upheld this decision and essentially said that, yeah, we accommodate religious beliefs, but when it collides with our secular society, you got to change and modify your beliefs. Sorry, if you don't photograph a same-sex wedding or ceremony, then you're going to be in violation of the civil rights law.
This is why we use the term homofascism, Matt, because that's exactly what this is. This is fascism. And listen to what the U.S., or rather the New Mexico Supreme Court said in Elaine Photography v. Willock. Is the case we're talking about here. They said that that this photographer, any Christian photographer, any business owner of any kind must be compelled to use their skills, their gifts, their abilities, and that homosexuals have a right to their talents as, quote, the price of citizenship.
Yeah.
So in order to be an American citizen, a New Mexico citizen, you have to abandon your faith and adopt their redefinition of counterfeit same-sex marriage and actually affirmatively approve that with your skills and abilities. This is not the America that I grew up in.
No, it's not the America. And this is a collision of unprecedented proportions that is coming. It's here, and that is the clash between religious freedom and the homosexual agenda. In this particular case, this photographer said, I don't inquire regarding somebody's inclinations or behavior. I'll photograph anyone. I don't inquire like that. So I don't discriminate, but I won't photograph an event like a same-sex ceremony any more than I don't discriminate against white people, but I'm not going to photograph white people when they put on hoods and start burning crosses like in a KKK rally. I'm just not going to photograph that event. And that's a reasonable situation. I'm not going to photograph the event, but, you know, I'll photograph you in other situations. And they said, no, if you don't photograph this same-sex commitment ceremony, then you're discriminating on the basis of their homosexual sexual orientation, allegedly, by statute. And you have to make a decision. Do you want to be a photographer that photographs weddings? If you do, well, then you've got to lay down your religious convictions and you've got to participate in this ceremony and photograph.
The message is clear. It's not even a message. It's now actually codified into law in New Mexico and elsewhere around the country. And this is why we see states like Arizona, you know, something totally mischaracterized, trying to reestablish a Religious Freedom Reformation Act. Thank God one just passed in Mississippi that will protect business owners from being forced to abandon Christianity in order to engage in commerce, to just make a living. That's what we're up against here. Hi Feldblum, who was Barack Obama's appointment to the Equal Opportunities Employment Commission, calls this a zero-sum game. And she says that where newfangled so-called gay rights come into conflict with our First Amendment rights, First Amendment is dead. It no longer applies. So-called gay rights trump our very first freedoms, our religious freedom.
Well, it was shocking when the New Mexico Supreme Court came out and upheld that decision below by the Civil Rights Commission to fine Elaine Photography. But it's even more shocking in how they said it. And some of the language there is some of the shocking language that you've already read. That was petitioned to the United States Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, you know, once the case is petitioned there and all of the petition briefs are filed, we know exactly when they're going to typically make a decision on hearing it. Well, they went for two weeks beyond the time in which they would normally make a decision to hear it. So they continued to keep it in conference. Apparently, there were some justices trying to decide which way they were going to go, or they were reading the tea leaves as to where this might go if it were ultimately at the Supreme Court. Bottom line is they didn't get four justices to ultimately agree to hear this case. You need four justices to hear it. You need five, obviously, or a majority to win. They did not. So the Supreme Court denied certiorari or denied review. Now, that's not a ruling on the merits, so let's make that clear. But what it does is it allows the New Mexico decision to stand. And
for now.
For now. You know, it may be sometimes that the Supreme Court waits for conflicts to come up, and so perhaps they might be looking for another state to have a conflict that would go the opposite way, and then they would take a case for review. There is no conflict out there because this is the first one of its kind that reached that level of the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, we need to be clear. This is not the U.S. Supreme Court affirming or even giving justification or affirmation for what the New Mexico Supreme Court here did. The United States Supreme Court gets hundreds, thousands of cases that come across their docket. They choose less than, they grant cert on what is it, less than
1%? 1%
or so of cases. So there could be, you know, what goes on in those chambers, you know, who knows? We can only speculate. Now, here's the good news, or is it bad news? It's kind of a combination of both. There are so many of these cases happening now of religious persecution, anti-Christian persecution from the LGBT movement, with all of these sexual orientation laws trying to force affirmation of counterfeit gay marriage. So many of these cases now are starting to arise that the Supreme Court is going to have plenty of chances to look at this ultimately and make a decision on whether or not the First Amendment is dead.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, and maybe one of these cases won't get there until after 2016, and maybe we'll have a decent president by that time, and maybe we ultimately would have a new justice appointed to the Supreme Court. Justice Ginsburg, of course, is still on the bench. She's getting up there in age, and also she's got health conditions. Some liberals are wanting her to retire so that justice can be replaced there by Barack Obama and elongate that long-standing liberal position. But she's not ready to retire. So, you know, the problem is we could have – I know there's justices on the Supreme Court that would ultimately be opposed to what happened in the Elaine photography, but sometimes they also read the tea leaves and decide – well, this is not a case right now that presents a conflict. They could make all kinds of different reasons. Maybe it's premature to bring it with this particular makeup of justices. But you're right. This is a collision that's happening. If you just look at the Mozilla CEO, he's the co-founder of Mozilla.
Yeah.
And because he gave $1,000 to support the Proposition 8 campaign in 2008, there was such an outcry by some of the people on the board of Mozilla that he stepped down and resigned as the CEO of Mozilla, even though he's the co-founder of it.
So, Brendan Eich, yeah.
So what you're doing, what we're seeing is this intolerance, and these cases will, unfortunately, like you said, they're going to be more common in the courts.
Yeah, imagine that, Matt. 2008, President Obama's stated position is that he is opposed to the notion of same-sex marriage and recognizes marriage as between one man and one woman. Brendan Eich holds the same position, but he doesn't even go out and publicly say anything about it. He just donates $1,000 to the Prop 8 campaign to try to maintain the age-old definition of marriage in the state of California. They dig through all the paperwork and find out that he did this. And the homo fascists come after him, a petition, 75,000 petition signers, employees there saying he must go. And the demand was that he either renounce and say that he now supports same-sex marriage or be fired. Well, he was fired. They say he resigned. He was drummed out. He was pushed out.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very intolerant a future that we're walking into. We warned people about this years ago. Now, it may well be that finally people in this country will wake up to this intolerant clash that's coming, because it's here, and ultimately push back. If we don't push back, if we don't say enough is enough, then we're going to simply lose our religious freedom. Catholic Charities in Massachusetts won't be able to continue its mission of adoptions. They had to stop that in Massachusetts when same-sex marriage came into that state in 2004, and it goes on and on. Liberty Counsel's on the front lines continuing to fight and advance for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information about Liberty Counsel, or libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com is our other website. There you can sign up for our emails. And also, those emails contain a number of petitions on a lot of different kinds of things, but we'll keep you informed on issues affecting family, faith, and freedom. You can also make an online credit card contribution at either lc.org or libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.